Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
It is 8:12 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 64 degrees. And you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. Hey, I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. Those watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102. Those who are listening on a mobile device, just download the free WRHI app and take us on the go. And all of your major social media channels, simply search for CN2 and WRHI. Follow us and like us, and you're always going to stay in the know of what's going on. Once a month, we check in with the York County Library System to see what's going on at the various branches, and we're always excited to catch up with Stacey Williams. Good morning to you, Stacey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Stacey's decked out in all of her Come See Me green.
Yes,
that's right.
Great. We saw Stacey during the Come See Me parade last week, and the pouring down rain.
The bottom had fallen out.
You were standing strong.
Still I had smiling. My umbrella.
You
still
sure
smiling.
Did.
I was prepared.
Smiling and waving right back at us. We love it. All right, Stacey, let's get right to it. So we can donate our eclipse glasses.
Yes, we are actually collecting solar eclipse glasses. So if you received a pair and you haven't thrown those away yet, there is a way to still donate them back to the library. What we're doing, we're collecting them until April 26th, and we're going to send them to Eclipse Glasses USA. They actually look through the glasses to see if they can be like recycled or just like donated. So a lot of those glasses will be shipped off to like South America to students that may not be able to afford the glasses. So if you have those glasses still, please consider donating them back to the library for a good cause.
And that's another great way, with Earth Day coming right back up, too,
exactly
like
right.
to recycle those glasses. So that's fabulous.
Because there's going to be more than one eclipse in our lifetime. I absolutely love this because I think during the last time we had the eclipse, once you get your glasses, then you're like, I'm never going to use these again.
Yeah.
And you just either throw them away or they're just in a junk drawer. Ours are in a junk drawer, so I'm going to get those out and bring them by the library for sure.
Thank you.
This is a great program.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, you know, maybe if one lens is hurt or damaged, the other one, they can still salvage something.
But yeah.
We love recycling. So perfect. Job well done.
All right, next up, introducing, is it Princh?
Yes,
am I saying
Princh.
That right? Okay, it's a new printing solution.
Yeah, so we've always had mobile printing, but this is a new software that we're using. So if you don't have a printer at home or if you just, you know, if you're downtown and you need to print something really quick and you have that document on your phone or tablet, you can send it to the library and print it off that way. You just upload it, visit the link online, and, you know, it's quick and easy. We're always thinking of ways to make things accessible to the public. So, you know, sometimes you have a printer at home, but you run out of ink and you're like, oh, gosh, I need to print something really quick. We have mobile printing available through the local libraries.
That's great.
And the cost is what, like 15 cents per page?
15 cents for black and white, 25 cents for color. And then if you send it and upload it and you don't get there that evening, it's available within 24 hours. So after 24 hours, it goes out of that queue on hold.
So if I needed to print something, can I stop by any of our branches, Clover, Fort Mill, Lake Wylie, Rock Hill, and York, if I have it on my phone and just say, hey, I need to get this printed, what do I do? And the folks there will walk us through this.
Yes, there's a QR code. Okay. You can scan that and upload your document, or you can enter in the unique printer ID. All of that information is available online.
Boy, another win-win situation
there. Yeah.
Stacey Williams is with the York County Library System, and she's giving us a rundown of what's going on here in our community. Congratulations on 8 years for our friends, Books on Main.
I know. Yeah. I love that Lucas got to read that one.
You love
now,
Friends
when they
Books
have
on
a,
Main.
When they celebrate their 10-year anniversary or their birthday party, whatever y'all are going to do, he needs to come be the MC for that
okay.
event.
I want to cut the ribbon.
I'll make a note and I'll send an email
to
today
manager.
About that.
I love them. Yeah, Ashley's my manager. She gets me all my jobs. I really do love this place. And
yes.
I remember prior to it being a storefront, it was just in the individual branches. And then it moved to the to a storefront.
Well, and we'll even take it back a little bit further. When we first started as reporters, we would go over and they would stack the books.
Oh, yeah.
And it was book by the inch.
Yeah, we did a really popular book sale at the church downtown, and we take rulers and measure.
Yep. That's it. That's what you paid. It was great.
Oh, gosh. Those were fun times.
It really was.
It's a lot of effort. And we still sell, the friends still sell books in all of the branch locations, but that storefront really helps out a lot tremendously.
Evolved.
Well, let's explain to our listeners, if they do not know about this hidden gem in our backyard, it really is my favorite spot.
Yeah. So it's located downtown, 206 East Main Street, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you have not had a chance to stop by the store, you can find really great books, some new things, some things you may have not even known was out yet. Mm-hmm. So please be sure to stop by and visit the friends. And all proceeds go back to support your local libraries.
And you can also donate to.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So it's like books, games, puzzles, all of that kind of thing.
Yes,
all
donations. You can donate the books to all of the libraries except donations. If you have a large donation, consider donating it to the main library in Rock Hill. All of those books are processed and looked at, priced by all volunteers.
They're in fantastic condition, considering that they've already been used or read through. I love all the books that I have. I have my own little library in my own man cave. You'd be very proud of me, Stacey. It really is fantastic. So go and check it out. Again, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 10 to 4.
And last but not least, save the date for LibraryCon.
Yes, we are so excited about LibraryCon. So if you love comics, anime, cosplay, this is your event. It's a family-friendly event. It's going to be Saturday, May 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. at the main library in Rock Hill. So we'll have, it's for all ages. It's a free event. We're just looking forward to seeing everyone. Where last year we had over 500 attendees. This year we're anticipating over 700 participants.
Whoa.
Yes.
So this is kind of like Comic-Con that a lot of people are familiar
with. Do people
like
dress up and stuff?
Yes, people dress up. We'll have at least five authors there. We'll have food trucks this year. We'll have, again, the cosplay contest. We'll have some artwork on display. So and some gaming prizes. So it's going to be something, if you're looking for something to do later on in May, this is your event to attend. It's free and accessible for everyone. So that's the great thing about it, because a lot of those conventions, there's a cost for it. So we've received a lot of grants, a lot of donations for this. It's very, very popular. So save the date for this event.
Well, job well done there. Yeah, that Comic-Con is like usually 3 or 4 days and you can get VIP status. And to your point, you'll shell out a hefty sum just to see that. And this the goal of this is, one, books come to life, but also just celebrate just imagination, reading, writing, just everything.
Just all the art forms. So just a great day just to get together with the family as well.
Good deal. Okay, that's May the 18th.
Yes, May the 18th at the main library in Rock Hill from 1 to 6 p.m.
All right.
Got it.
Stacey Williams again represents the York County Library System. Stacey, we appreciate the update.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.